The Longing, Embracing the Deepest Truth of Who You Are, by Joey O'Connor. Narrated by me, Joey O'Connor. Chapter 1, The Fruit of Unanswered Questions. Last year, my wife Krista and I sat in LAX waiting to board a plane for a much-needed vacation to Hawaii. I was physically present, but emotionally stranded. I felt isolated and alone on an imaginary island of what-if scenarios surrounded by the shark-infested waters of my circling fears. Mentally, I was still 60 miles to the south, back at home, grinding over all the recent changes in my life. Though I was looking forward to vacation, sleeping in, taking long walks with Krista, checking out new surf spots on Kauai, I was anything but anchored in the present. At the rate I was going, I'd need 6 months to unwind. I grabbed my cell phone and called a close friend, a mentor who had helped me navigate the emotional storms and challenges I'd been through in the past few years. My head was in a literal fog from all the pressure I felt inside. When I'm feeling overwhelmed, I call it foggy head. And the previous 2 months had been marked by an emotional exhaustion and increasing levels of anxiety as my heart reacted to change going on in both my inner and outer worlds. I had just completed a new book and was emotionally spent. The book's completion took 6 weeks longer than anticipated, and then edits, and then more edits. On top of that, the church where I served was going through layoffs and its third reorganization in 3 years. I saw good friends lose their jobs. I was also initiating the start of a new nonprofit organization designed to minister to the spiritual development and create a vision of artists in the church. So my fear of failure was screaming at me like wild monkeys in the trees, the only inhabitants of my island except me. Nobody was putting pressure on me but me. The convergence of exhaustion, grief, change, and new risks made me feel as if my heart was being lobbed into a tree chipper. It was everything I could do to duck from the ear-splitting screams of my fears and all the monkey crap they were hurling my way. Exhausted, I was on the verge of messing up a really good Hawaiian vacation. I was headed to the islands, an oasis of palm trees and white sandy beaches, but that's not what my heart needed most. I was longing for peace, longing for rest, longing for a sense of wholeness that at this moment seemed completely out of reach for how disintegrated I felt. Mylan, my friend, and I talked. He encouraged me to let go of the need to know. So much of my anxiety was tied to my need to know how everything was going to turn out. Would I still have a job at church when I returned at the end of the summer? With all the departmental changes going on, would I have the same position? Should I jump ship and throw myself full-time into this new art nonprofit? What if the nonprofit failed and I was out of both jobs? What if? The sharks were circling and the monkeys reaching for another handful. All I had to do was let go. But letting go meant grasping the invisible, intangible concepts of faith, trust, and hope. Easier said than done. Whose are you? Anxiety is the mark of spiritual insecurity, wrote Thomas Merton, the late Trappist monk and spiritual writer. It is the fruit of unanswered questions. My anxiety was the fruit of unanswered questions about my future and the refusal to trust in the goodness of God, who has proven his faithfulness and unconditional love throughout my life. Practical considerations aside, I was asking an entirely wrong set of questions. Much like the fear-filled Peter looking at the wind and crashing waves after Jesus asked him to step out of the boat, I had taken my eyes off what was really true about my life. I wanted answers to the unknown future instead of trusting that the most important questions of my life had already been answered. Like Peter, I was sinking deeper and deeper into the abyss of my worries and
sample complete. Ready to continue?